Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Patrick Gorman. You may begin.
Great. Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's web conference entitled IT Governance Update, Driving Business Adaptability. Today's presentation is part of Industry Insight's ongoing IT Management Service web conference series. The IT Management Service, or ITMS, was developed for IT leaders chartered to spearhead their organization's multifaceted IT initiatives, looking beyond technology to examine how it is applied, managed, and integrated. When you registered for today's web conference, you should have received the URL where the interactive slides are posted. If you didn't, you can find them at www.livemeeting.com/cc/IDC. Set the meeting ID to business and the meeting key to adaptability. Please note this session is being recorded so that we may offer a replay. Presenting today is ITMS analyst Melinda Ballou, Program Director, Application Lifecycle Management and IT Management Service. During today's session, you're welcome to submit online questions throughout the presentation. There will be a formal question and answer session at the end of the presentation where we will respond to questions as time permits. I would now like to turn the session over to Melinda Ballou, who will begin today's presentation.
Hello, everyone. Nice to have a chance to connect up with you today in this format, and we'll look forward to having questions at the end of the session. So we're going to be discussing IT governance today and doing an update on IDC's current research on IT governance and how it enables business adaptability. So moving to our first slide. Now, today what we want to do is define IT management and IT governance and what the impact is to Global 2000 companies, particularly in the context of this economic downturn in which we're finding ourselves now. How is that going to impact initiatives around IT governance and expenditures and ways in which organizations can effectively leverage these types of approaches to better invest and deal with constrained resources in a difficult economy? So we'll be discussing that. We also want to understand, in addition to economic pressures, what are the ways in which companies can coordinate the IT project portfolio and asset portfolio along with compliance and security and risk initiatives? How can they mitigate risk and generate greater business opportunity in this context in which we're all finding ourselves now? Another aspect that we'll be looking at is applying new financial practices and funding and chargeback domain, and are continuing to focus on operation standardization. We see announcements coming out from a number of vendors in this context, and also we want to discuss, very importantly, process and organizational strategies to help you make that shift to more effective approaches to IT governance overall. So we'll conclude by recommending key action items and ways in which you can move forward on this. So if you look at this next slide, we see that IT management requires interdisciplinary teamwork from the operations side, from the financial side, and from the portfolio management side. So we've seen that IT management has grown beyond technology and infrastructure management to encompass other areas, including application portfolio management, financial and funding practices, governance and risk, service management in this context, as well as vendor management issues, which are becoming increasingly important in this difficult economic time frame in which we're finding ourselves now. So we'll look at IT best management best practices that are evolving both from the operations side, from overall governance, and from an IT financial management perspective. And we're finding on the solution side that IT management is continuing to evolve to incorporate strategic coordination of IT project portfolio management with operations, as we've discussed before. And we're seeing now implementation across groups in ways that we're only initially beginning to deploy these types of coordinated solutions in the last 12 to 18 months. We're also recommending in our work with CIOs, CXOs, CEOs that they collaborate across functions and that they enable better coordination across groups that are all too frequently siloed from one another. That's one of the reasons we actually founded this IT management service, was to enable better coordination in our research across the operations, application development and project portfolio arenas, and financial management. So there's a cultural shift, however, that has to occur in this context, and so we'll be discussing that as well. But first of all, it's important to have a common definition of IT governance. And so what we mean by IT governance is the exercise of management authority over both the IT project and program portfolio and the IT asset portfolio. So when organizations are creating software, they have to deploy it. They have to do release and provisioning across to the IT asset portfolio. And all too frequently, the initial focus with IT project portfolio management is on requirements, it's on software development, it's on resource allocation for the project aspect of it without taking into consideration deployment costs and deployment strategies and how they might augment and improve the ways in which the whole project is costed and approached. So our goal with our IT governance research at ITMS is to pull together those pieces and to coordinate also with financial management demand and workflow. So from our perspective, IT governance encompasses this coordination between the IT project portfolio and the IT asset portfolio. And we see this occurring through portfolio management capabilities, which is the enabling technology to facilitate this coordination across these areas between business, IT, and operations. And we find also that integrated lifecycle management initiatives are increasingly incorporating IT portfolio management as a part of what they do beyond, say, task requirements, change management, and mere IT project portfolio management. This enables a mix and match of the portfolios to mapping to the competitive nature of the businesses. In more dynamic types of markets, we find that there is a competitive pressing need to adopt these types of approaches, and that's where we're seeing the earliest and most effective adoption for IT governance. And frequently in the past and increasingly now, as these types of organizations, financial services particularly, are highly constrained for their resources, that this lack of IT and business visibility into the past and current and future initiatives has been crippling and unsustainable and is increasingly so in the time frames in which we're finding ourselves now. So let's look a little bit in the next slide on into portfolio management itself. And hopefully the slide will move forward. So defining portfolio management, we see this as a categorization model and a conduit for business and IT to be able to better organize their investments, to evaluate and prioritize, decide when and how to make changes, to understand what can and cannot be changed. And so particularly as we're dealing with highly constrained financial and human resources, this becomes a hedge for whatever is happening in the economy and also enables organizations to elevate the discussions between IT and line of business to focus on business-critical activities that are going to enable companies to be more competitive, particularly in this difficult climate which we're now dealing with. So you can have business activities that are coordinated as part of the portfolio assets, including application assets as well as physical assets, virtualization as well, virtual machines that would be incorporated as part of asset management, and projects. So what are we finding now that are the trends that are tending to drive IT governance adoption? So we've already mentioned the global economic pressures driven by the subprime mortgage crisis, also a weakened dollar, and the economic impact is global in this context, so primarily being felt in the U.S. initially. Competition, global competition, and then compliance initiatives demand the management adaptability and rigor. They also help to fund these types of initiatives because compliance initiatives are something that companies have to do, whether you're looking at localization or you're looking at initiatives such as JSOX or Basel II. We find also that complex sourcing and offshoring are driving IT governance types of approaches to facilitate teaming for software development and software provisioning, deployment, and release management. So this coordination of financial capital and IT asset prioritization for offshoring and outsourcing has been something that is driving adoption and will continue to do so even in a difficult economic climate. We're seeing also that complex emerging technologies, service-oriented architecture, Web 2.0, particularly with SOA, as that's gradually emerging, there's a collaboration between technologists and business to drive service prioritization, creation of services that are going to be most critical for the business that also need to be prioritized. So that is also pushing a governance type of approach. Security issues as a driver as well, where we see organizations increasingly struggling with security risk and trying to deal with also issues like piracy, but particularly with security. And then virtualization is an enabling technology to facilitate quicker deployment and less costly deployments for software. So it needs to be a part of what's understood as part of IT governance. And ad hoc approaches in that context are unsustainable when you're looking at these types of disruptive environments. License and delivery mechanisms like software as a service with a new models and choices that mitigate adoption complexity. And then even open source, where you have community empowerment and a different type of collaborative approach that also encourages a climate of collaboration and coordination, but also needs to be managed well. So governance and management of software deployments that encompass both open source as well as internally created software all need to be better managed and understood as part of an IT governance approach that incorporates a life cycle that is more comprehensive than what we typically have thought about in the past. So there's a demand for IT to enable business functions that's continuing to evolve faster than management systems and processes. And so we'll talk a bit about how to evolve those and what automated tools are available to facilitate that. So what we're seeing here is the intersection of IT operations and IT governance, where you have IT operations dealing with asset management, network security, change management, configuration management, application portfolio, provisioning. Then you have business objectives and KPIs that are needed to be coordinated with the IT project portfolio, and prioritizing these in the context of highly constrained resources, both human and financial, as well as business resources to determine what those priorities ought to be, incorporating a risk value management approach that enables organizations to think more proactively what they're doing and to have clear visibility into cost benefit of doing one thing rather than another, an effective risk analysis in that context and what-if analysis. The compliance issues that we've talked about before and our cost reduction, all of these aspects need to be addressed as part of a comprehensive approach to IT governance. And we see this as the strategic bridge between entities that are typically fractured, that are typically not well coordinated with one another, from operations IT to the business side. And, of course, this is for business adaptability. That's what IT and operations ultimately are seeking to enable. And when you have greater visibility, then it leads to greater IT business alignment, which we're seeing here in the next slide. This is a way that we visualize and look at innovation as a key element here, enabling businesses to be able to maximize the upside of what they're able to achieve through technology-enabled business processes while minimizing the downside through risk management for compliance, for security issues, and some of the other aspects that we discussed before. So on the upside, you have new business value. On the downside, you have reduced exposure to the types of risks that are increasingly rampant in this difficult environment that we're finding ourselves in, not only economically, but also in terms of security and other risks. So we did a survey last year where we talked to about 800 users, and we discussed, had class questions with regards to organizational approaches to IT governance. And we found that the majority of these companies establish neutral governance bodies to help set criteria and for portfolio prioritization, to synthesize multi-source criteria, to help depoliticize decision-making, and act as a conduit for best practices around portfolio management, as well as setting a context for upper management to better understand which initiatives actually ought to be acted upon and how they should be allocating the asset resources in a coherent way to better support business need. So we found that in this context that establishing these types of organizational approaches, which we see as being important as well given other work that we've done with our end user community, that consistent long-term executive evangelism was critical to getting these organizations to actually be functional and to have the type of impact that would enable successful IT governance approaches. We also found that those organizations that had existing application development lifecycle best practices for project management, for testing, for requirements, for change management, that they were helpful to launching these types of initiatives. And 46% of those surveys had formal committees to help determine priorities around the portfolio. So, and yet there were significant challenges as well in creating cultural change. We found that human beings, of course, are wired much more for consistency than we are for change, and that there are necessary investments in process and organizational change that were key to enabling this type of portfolio management approach and tools implementation. Tools implementation being only one piece of what needs to happen in the context of organizational and process change. So there were cultural barriers and human resistance, which were the greatest challenges to getting these organizations to be successful in their IT governance initiatives. And we found that just that initial process of setting up inventories around the portfolio, both the asset and the project portfolio, and getting started on that helped to rectify redundancies with regards to the application and project portfolio. And those initial types of approaches netted as much as 30 to 40% cost savings in due to increased efficiency and reduced redundancies with regards to the application portfolio. And we found that also over time with those companies that were involved in these types of initiatives longer term, that there were competitive benefits that accrued significantly with regards to decision making, prioritization, response times, time being improved, and also overall turnaround times being decreased for key initiatives to competitive businesses. And we found also that in those companies that had set baselines prior to launching these initiatives found that the cost of poor IT portfolio management that existed previously were so significantly problematic that they were able to justify ongoing investments in these types of initiatives. And we have additional numbers on this if those of you on the phone need some help with your own management on this. Moving to our next slide. Again, it's a little slow here. We wanted to discuss some of the challenges and some of the ways in which organizations have been addressing those challenges. Patrick, there we go. So in terms of establishing IT governance for overall IT portfolio management, we discussed some of the cultural disconnects between operations and IT, where you have the IT organization typically putting software over the wall to the operations side, and there isn't good collaboration up front as part of IT portfolio, project portfolio planning. So that's been a problem to enabling effective IT governance. Very low maturity levels there. The organizational effort required and the resources required to make the change has been a barrier to adoption. Inflexible staff, where there's this sense that if I give up my visibility into these resources and I give others visibility into what I'm doing, that I will not be able to do what I need to do in ways that I've done before. So there's been an issue there as well that needs to be addressed. Fear of bureaucracy and loss of control. When I discussed this with a number of users, and then when, as part of our survey information, we found that 90% of the users that we surveyed as part of the 800 user survey said that management buy-in was critical to this. So if you can't get the management buy-in, that's really problematic, although you can start with a pilot project to help address that. The cloud to enforce effective IT governance can lead to reluctant use, so there's a balance between how you structure this, and that's challenging as well. The inadequacy of some of the products, the automated tools across the integration side for this has been problematic as well, although that's evolving, and we'll talk about that a little bit later when we get into vendor options that are available for IT governance. And then on the benefits side, the proactive planning we talked about before that enables application development and operations coordination facilitates efficiencies, cost savings that are increasingly critical in a constrained economy. The improved IT project and asset performance, we've seen significant savings here. Coordinating and prioritizing resources across these silos, again, where you have resource sharing in ways that help collaboration and also enable companies with constrained resources to be more effective of what they're doing, to be able to be more quickly responsive to competitive pressures. These, again, are all the benefits that we've talked somewhat about before, but we want to list them here for clarity for those of you that need to advocate to your management around this. And then leveraging assets and coordinating projects via reuse of common services. And we'll talk a little bit about this also in terms of what we see emerging from some of the key vendors in this area. So what we also did on this survey was talk about some of the important decision-making factors around IT management decisions. And we saw, as the very first was IT budget tightening, which we're going to see to be increasingly the case this year and next. Heightened security concerns, which we also talked about. A shortage of software developer skills. Now, a key element within IT portfolio, project portfolio management, is resource management and resource planning. So as organizations seek to structure better and more coherent approaches and strategies for evolving skill sets of experience levels of their people, that becomes important. And then recent changes in business strategy and the need to respond more quickly to competitive issues. So those were the top four, which, again, feed directly into a demand for these types of approaches to the IT governance approaches that we've been talking about so far today. Now, another key area that we see, of course, increasingly important this year is always important, but never more important than now, is IT financial management. And so what we're looking at here is, this coordination between operations to define and analyze the problems, adjust practices from an operations perspective, looking at policies with priorities, budgets, and strategic planning, oversight, and compliance, and then looking at technical architecture to manage the infrastructure and create, procure, and implement technology solutions to resolve day-to-day problems. So those are three key elements in this pyramid around IT governance for IT financial management. And if you look across at the bottom there, you see key areas for IT financial management that we focus on in our IT management service and have been doing some writing about as well. My colleague Joseph Pucciarelli has been driving that research. So you have IT budget management and then chargeback. How is that structured and how is that audited? You have value measures around new projects, existing and sourced projects. From portfolio management perspective, there's application staffing and sourcing, and then decision frameworks around platform staffing and sourcing. And we've also been looking a bit at vendor management as well in this context around those decision frameworks, and IT risk management and IT asset management. So essentially what we're saying is that IT financial management enables and facilitates core IT governance at virtually every level and needs to be coordinated and understood in that way. We're finding increasingly that the office of the CFO want to be involved in and understand the impact of these decisions on the IT side. Again, we have some research from Joseph around that would be interesting potentially to some in this audience. So what else did we find out from the survey that we did? What about best practices to manage the dialogue between IT and operations, which we've said before, and I'm sure is your experience, is often problematic and not well coordinated. So what we found is that the operations where there's been coordination with user information from the quality assurance team to take data from the QA side to drive testing of applications, that's been one way in which there's been quantitative information to feed qualitative discussion about success or lack thereof as the portfolio is transitioned from IT to operations. There's been organizational coordination via these types of neutral governance bodies that I discussed before, the Enterprise Program Management Office being one way in which many of these organizations describe those types of governance bodies. And then where you have IT governance initiatives that are helping to lead and drive dialogue between the operations side, IT, and the business. So those are just emerging now. From our perspective, we're just beginning to see the evolution of those types of approaches. So in terms of how we bring these teams together across the IT operations and business silos, where you may have something from an IT perspective that, say, the CMDB project or change configuration project, from an ITG perspective, that would enable asset management improvements that wouldn't be possible otherwise. Where you have a specific IT objective around server provisioning or data center automation, there could be greater clarity from an IT governance perspective of how staff is going to be delegated to enable that, to make that happen. From a network performance and reporting perspective, for IT as an IT objective, you would get an increase in network security. And from an application management perspective, there's a bridge between app dev and QA with IT operations to facilitate and optimize performance improvements. So these are some specific customer examples that we've seen that have been augmented by an IT governance approach and have led to effective coordination in those contexts. So we thought it would be helpful for you to be able to see some of those as well. Now, in looking at the overall portfolio, we find that there tends to be an overwhelming majority of IT work that's non-discretionary or lights on, which is around 80 to 90% of all work existing in the organizations with which we deal. And that riskier initiatives that are more evolutionary comprise a much smaller percent of around 14 to 18%. And the highest risk and most radically transformative sorts of projects are around 2 to 6% at the most. And again, that's going to vary somewhat by business or potentially even by vertical, but largely by business and how competitive and how dynamic the market is. So what we're finding is that companies that are increasingly aware of the fact that if they don't manage that portfolio effectively, they're wasting resources on the least competitive areas. And that where organizations have tended traditionally to be most awake to those issues are in these aggressively changing markets where the margins are highest but costs are really impactful due to disruptive environments that are confronting the organizations that we talked about before. So those with constrained resources, and as we all know, that's going to be increasingly the case for most of us, not excluding IDC, during the coming months. So how do you do more with less as we move into this economy over the next 2 years? The schism between IT and operations and the lack of upfront planning on the business side is as costly and rigid and ossifying. And as we move to the next slide, you can see sort of a visualization of how we approach this and how we pull together these various pieces to enable an IT financial management, operational infrastructure management, and project approach to allow organizations to be most focused on the more transformative types of initiatives. Once you actually have a sense for the existing portfolio, the lights on types of initiatives, the redundancies that exist there, then you can cull those redundancies, reinvest, and then deploy in those most transformative areas and leverage those constrained resources more effectively than you would otherwise be able to do. So in terms of defining the infrastructure operations portfolio, you want to identify business drivers, you want to understand what's in the portfolio and make that connection between IT and the asset, the IT customer and business customer and the asset side. So this is basically the cornerstone also for asset portfolio management and retirement and effective approaches that also incorporate virtualization, which we will talk about shortly. So one of the things we also wanted to get into as part of this update for IT governance is to discuss the current market with regards to automated tools and where the vendors sit currently. And there are two aspects of this primarily. You have the IT project portfolio management market, which is pretty eclectic and made up of a range of vendors from four key areas, the enterprise project portfolio management vendors, IT lifecycle management vendors, some ERP vendors, and some niche portfolio management vendors who have increasingly been acquired in the past year or so. And we're finding also that the IT asset vendors are acquiring and are partnering for IT project portfolio management. That would be CA, HP, IBM, BMC is currently partnering. So we have from the emerging suite of support for IT lifecycle management vendors, we can see continued consolidation evolving in that context, and that would include HP Software, CompuWare, IBM, CA, Borland, and evolving strategies from Microsoft. Now, ERP vendors have been evolving some project portfolio management capabilities with their strength in financials and HR, but typically have not moved beyond that into IT governance, and we don't expect them to. From a service perspective and from a SOA perspective, there's some interesting evolution and synergies there that haven't yet been addressed effectively. So we'll see where that goes. But typically, those capabilities are still limited. The enterprise PM vendors have extended their products for the PPM suite support, and they still largely dominate. But we see these lifecycle management vendors also moving in. And project management is becoming increasingly commoditized in this context. But the other aspects of IT project portfolio management that include resource portfolio, financial management, workflow are, we find, becoming increasingly important and evolving with new releases from all of the vendors over the past year and moving into the next year. We've been seeing some innovation that was driven originally by niche portfolio management vendors now being incorporated as those companies are increasingly acquired. We're also seeing larger deployments of IT project portfolio initiatives that are branching off into new product development in other areas, and this coordination with the IT asset side is evolving now, although we see fewer examples of that with the users that we're working with. Now, Microsoft is beginning to evolve strategy in this area, but again, it's not been coordinating yet in obvious ways on the IT governance side or on the project portfolio side with its acquisition of UMT several years ago and emerging releases there. But we're seeing this push towards coordination between the IT project and IT asset portfolio side with IT governance that I've been talking about in this presentation. It's been inhibited by poor processes, but there's been a drive towards it increasingly with the types of economic pressures that companies are finding themselves under. And we've seen service management announcements from CA, HP, and IBM. For instance, only just this week, IBM had an announcement with regards to service-oriented data center. HP had a new HP ITSM announcement back in the November-December timeframe, and CA had made some announcements last year. So we see this evolution of these types of service management approaches that are trying to be more oriented towards a portfolio approach to enable adaptability in this context, and we'll see where they go with that. So in order to understand how these vendor approaches fit into a process approach that encompasses these areas that we've been talking about, this is the diagram that we've been using typically to discuss this. So you have business decision making at the top here. So as you consider the IT portfolio from an IT governance perspective, it needs to encompass the IT project portfolio and application lifecycle approaches as well, from requirements to test through change management, with prioritization being driven by a type of framework that you get with the project portfolio approach. And then you have provisioning and release management encompassed with the IT asset portfolio, which is increasingly encompassing virtualization as well. So this is a way to think conceptually about how to coordinate these elements and then manage them under an IT governance approach. And again, we've been working with a number of our clients to pursue this. We thought it might also be helpful to look at how this might actually work in the context of provisioning, release, and deployment planning. So if you look at this, we have example of pulling in virtualization as part of the asset and application portfolio. And you initially start as IT project planners coordinating with the operations and asset planners in your organizations so that no project begins without that type of context from an infrastructure perspective about where you need to go to optimize deployment and the architectural planning for the software that you're building. So project planning and asset planning go hand in hand in this context. And then the incorporation of virtualization and virtual machines as part of the portfolio to cut test and build costs as well as deployment costs needs to be considered upfront and incorporated. The next piece of this would be to assess the impact and optimize asset portfolio to improve the planning overall for these types of projects, and then to design and test and deliver applications as part of the IT portfolio so that there's a handoff over to operations into the application portfolio as those resulting applications are then completed, the testing is completed, and it's passed over to the operations side with the context of the existing application portfolio and where that's going to be, how that's going to be impacted up front, right from the project planning phase. So then there's metrics also that can be gathered to justify reinvestment, both in virtualization and the IT governance approach overall, and then advocating to operations overall into the business with regards to this. So this is just one example that we thought might be helpful to those of you who are thinking about making this transition or who may already be in process. So what we see is that IT governance drives benefits from improved decision-making across these areas with an enterprise-wide view of demand for IT, facilitating this joint IT business operations planning and prioritization, as we've discussed before, accountability for decision-making and the outcomes, so that there's understanding about what the impact is of those decisions and how to then feed those back into future decision-making, quantifying business value where possible from the IT and operational investments, and also understanding those in the context of quality and change management as well, visibility into IT priorities and status for the stakeholders, and then visibility into the impact of change that enables greater business agility moving forward with that understanding of where you come from. So what we find also is that this type of approach shifts IT resources from tactical to strategic, so from these bifurcated, these fractured silos to enterprise-wide IT planning to help prioritize IT resources for, again, those higher-value projects rather than continually being stuck in the straitjacket of operational types of lights-on initiatives with no ability to invest in other areas, and then enabling long-range platform architecture planning and execution. So we see this as being pretty important overall, particularly as we all are more constrained in the resources that we have, and where the decisions that you make are going to be even more impactful because the options that you have are more limited for the business, to support the business and drive competitive value. So what are our recommendations overall from an IT management perspective for IT governance? What we recommend is that you consolidate your demand management across the IT project and IT asset portfolio so that the business can have views across both, to have strategic understanding and leverage to a type of planning that isn't possible otherwise when you just have siloed approaches and no insight into what the impact is overall of your decision-making for the IT project portfolio or the IT asset portfolio. We recommend that users evaluate and adopt IT project and portfolio management tools where possible in conjunction with IT asset management, and that those decisions should be based on your organizational maturity and readiness as well as your key pain points. So where does it hurt the most? That's where it's going to be most possible to enable organizational change. Remember, we talked before about how reluctant people are to change their organizational and behavioral practices. So if the pain is strong enough with regards to, say, resource allocation or regards to financial management or with regards to, say, even project planning, but we're seeing a lot of focus on resource these days, then focus there first and make sure that the capabilities of the automated tools vendor that you look at are commensurate to meet the need that you have. Portfolio prioritization also is something that's increasingly important along with financial management and workflow. So we can talk about that offline. We do a number of these types of assessments, and we'd be glad to help you with that decision-making process. We also recommend that the IT governance strategy include practices and prioritization criteria that are coordinated by a neutral governance body. And the reason we see that needing to be important is that what can often happen is companies can become stymied in their IT governance initiatives by politicization, where one group feels as if they're going to be hamstrung if the initiative proceeds, and so they don't cooperate. In all kinds of different ways, it's possible not to cooperate, as I'm sure you're well aware. And so we feel it's extremely important up front to lay out a framework for establishing how the criteria for prioritization are going to be fed by multiple groups so that there's buy-in from multiple groups within the organization to enable best decision-making possible through a type of framework that encompasses and empowers enough others within the organization that they will feel included in this and that they will get their needs met as well. Finally, we're finding that automated vendors in both areas, IT project portfolio management and IT asset management, are beginning to or already have integrated their products and are beginning to provide IT governance solutions for user assessment and service management. But again, in looking at this, it's very important to understand where your organization sits from a process and organizational maturity perspective. We find typically that on the IT project portfolio side that there's already a level of maturity around understanding projects as part of the portfolio, and that typically on the asset side, it may not be as well evolved. So it's helpful if there's synergies and collaboration that occur as part of this to grow the maturity level on the asset side, to understand that this is part of an overall ecosystem, and to leverage collaboration for more effective execution, again, particularly as resources are more constrained during the coming months and potentially years. So with that, that's my final slide. And I think we're going to be opening it up for now for about 15 minutes of questions. If there are questions out from the audience, I believe we'll take them now. I'll pass back to Patrick now. Patrick?
Thanks, Melinda. At this point, we'd like to turn it over to our operator who will poll the audience for questions.
All right, thank you. At this time, we're going to begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please depress the star 1.
While we wait for the questions to come on the telephone, did get some online questions. First one is a few people are asking about getting a copy of the slides, and the slides will be available after the session. I'll be sending them. This is Patrick Gorman. I'll be sending them out later today or early tomorrow. Do we have any questions on the phone at this point?
At this time, there are no questions.
Okay, I'm going to go over to some of the online questions then. First one is, what are the greatest challenges to establishing IT governance from a process and organizational perspective?
Okay, we talked some about that during the session. From my perspective, it's getting people to change their behavior. People have been doing things the way they've done them for significant periods of time. And I find personally and professionally that it's hard for me to change my behavior. And where people's egos or their sense of control or sense of power are associated with existing approaches to IT project portfolio management and IT governance or IT asset management, they tend to be reluctant to shift those. Also, there's communications issues that tend to exist and schisms between the IT side and the operations side, where there may have been difficult handoffs of software to the operations side, and there may have been problems coordinating with the operations side when there are revisions that need to occur, things like that, where there's just existing poor or dysfunctional types of communication patterns between these groups that really have to collaborate for IT governance initiatives to work. So from my perspective as an analyst or an IT therapist, I would say that the human issues are the greatest barrier to success in this context, and they're particularly thorny because of the ways in which people feel that their power may be impacted and the ways in which political issues may supersede over what may be beneficial to the business. So those have to be addressed up front, and I think we discussed some of those ways of addressing it. One is through effective management buy-in and evangelism, but that's only one aspect of it from a top-down perspective. Also, from a bottom-up perspective, it's important to have grassroots initiatives where you have pilot projects on particularly challenging and visible sorts of initiatives that are small enough to accomplish in an effective time frame, where you can demonstrate the value of a different approach and the cost savings and ways in which it actually makes people's jobs more effective and supports the business effectively. So, promulgating to a different approach out to the grassroots through this type of a piloting mechanism, and then there are other ways in which you can shift both the process side and then organizational side, putting in a governance body that is functional. Again, that would be a long conversation in and of itself, but one that I'm about to put a piece out on as well. That if the questioner wants that, I could get it to them later. So setting up an effective governance body that's neutral, that incorporates representation from multiple business groups and has direct access to the CXO level, a functional type of neutral enterprise portfolio management office, can be quite helpful in shifting behavior and establishing best practices as well. So those would be some of the strategies, and again, I can speak offline with the questioner if they'd like.
Okay, great. We'll go back to our operator. Operator, do we have any questions on the phone at this point?
Again, if you have a question, please depress the star 1.
Okay, we'll continue with some of our online questions. Next question is, who are the key players in this space providing automated support currently?
For IT governance explicitly, where you're looking at coordination between the IT project portfolio and the IT asset portfolio, there are currently you have Computer Associates, you have HP Software, you have IBM. BMC is a partnership with PlanView. So if the question is looking primarily for IT governance types of initiatives, those would be the ones. If they're looking for IT lifecycle management, where you're coordinating IT project portfolio with tests, with change management, with others, I have research on that as well, and that would encompass a much broader swath of vendors. So we could talk offline about that as well. But if it's specifically for IT governance, it would be that small group.
Okay. Next question. What will the impact be of the current economic downturn to IT governance initiatives?
Well, our job is, of course, to make these sorts of predictions. And I'm pretty bullish about IT governance. There's always a danger in the markets that one covers oneself, to being sort of fond of them, to maybe not be to be overly optimistic. But the reason why I'm strong on IT governance is that I feel that in a time of constraint where resources are highly challenged and organizations need to do more with less, that assuming you're able to to act rationally and coherently, which can be an issue when your hair is on fire, I suppose. But those organizations that are most awake to these issues understand that they have to do this type of approach in order to be able to more effectively leverage the much more limited resources that they have. And in fact, many of the companies that have already engaged in IT governance initiatives or have been successful in IT project portfolio initiatives are poised now to take advantage of those as they have fewer resources with which to execute on these business-critical software development and deployment initiatives. So I believe that the current economic downturn will fuel additional investment, particularly for those who've already launched IT project portfolio initiatives, where possible, because the costs in the operation side are so visceral to managing the asset portfolio, and the savings are quite significant. So from my perspective, there'll be ongoing evolution and growth in this space, though somewhat less than we'd originally predicted as a result of the economic downturn that we're going into now.
Okay, I'll try the phones one last time.
Yes, we do have a question from Helen McGrath.
Okay.
Hi there, Helen McGrath, AT&T. Excellent presentation, very thought-provoking. Just wondering, in an IT environment of anywhere, anytime communications, both wireless and wireline, what challenges do you see that posing for IT governance, and what effective mechanisms are you seeing from a best practices perspective?
That's a very good question. But there's another aspect to think about, which is the IT lifecycle management aspect of it as well. So when you're looking at wireless anytime, anywhere connections, there's security issues, there's testing issues, and there's governance and deployment issues that have to be addressed. And so from an IT governance perspective, you know, we look more at project prioritization and provisioning and release management. So there are very specific issues around how you're going to structure your approach to deploying wireless. And then from the sort of overarching IT lifecycle management perspective, there's quality, there's change, there's other issues that need to be encompassed differently when you're looking at VoIP and when you're dealing with wireless. So what I would recommend as a best practice is to consider upfront from the requirements side as you're moving forward into this, how you're going to encompass those areas of the life cycle and to plan for it, as well as some of the security issues that change in wireless environments. So the quick answer is to make certain that as you guys are moving into those environments, and everyone is, that there is that your understanding of the application life cycle, the deployment life cycle, and governance expands to encompass wireless and what the specific dangers are there for deploying in those environments from a performance and from a management perspective. That would be the short answer. How people are doing it would be a longer answer, which we could do offline if you'd like and do a follow-up call. Does that help at all?
Great. No, excellent.
Just don't think too small about it. That's what largely I want to emphasize with this presentation, is that we tend to think in our own little area. You know, we're bounded by where we focus our attention. And you know, there's this bumper sticker, think globally but act locally. So while you're acting locally in what you do, think about the global impact when you're deploying those wireless apps. Okay? And again, if you want to send an email over, it's mbaloo@idc.com. We'll put that into the presentation. We didn't, but my contact information will be in there. Be glad to talk further about that. Any further questions?
Again, if you have a question, please depress the star one.
No more questions at this time?
There are no other questions at this time.
Okay, well then I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up for us today. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us for today's IT Management Web Conference. You will be receiving a URL where the audio file and interactive slides will be posted. This concludes today's web conference. Thanks again for joining us.
Take care, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye.